Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Something absolutely historic is happening in New Jersey right now, and the legacy media is desperately doing everything they can to hide it. A state that Democrats have controlled for decades, a state where they've had a stranglehold on power so tight they thought it was untouchable, is about to flip Republican. And gang, the panic in Democrat circles is absolutely real. We got the most recent early voting data already coming in and the latest polling, and the combination is a 1-2 punch that has the Democrats flipping out. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Let's set the context here. New Jersey is an otherwise reliably blue state. It leans Democrat by 7 points. But that in and of itself is a warning sign. Obama won Jersey back in 2008 by 16 points. It was even worse in 2012. Jersey was one of the few states where Obama actually increased his margin in re-election. He won by 18 points. Jersey is historically as blue as a blue state gets, but that margin, as we're seeing here with their current voter registration, has steadily eroded over the years. Jersey has been turning more and more red. Counties like Morris, Ocean, Monmouth, that used to be reliably Democrat, are now purple. They're competitive. Some are leaning Republican. The demographic shift is real, and it's accelerating. So much so that Trump came within just 5 points of flipping the state. Trump improved his New Jersey performance by 10 percentage points in 2024 as compared to 2020, marking the best GOP presidential showing in two decades. If Trump had won Jersey, gang, I mean, if Trump flipped Jersey, that would have been utterly historic. Jersey hasn't voted Republican in a presidential election since 1988, since George Herbert Walker Bush. And it periodically votes Republican in their gubernatorial elections, like the liberal Republican Christine Todd Whitman, who was an absolute disaster. And then after her, Chris Christie, who started off well and then just ended up a disaster himself. Well, now we've got Jack Cittarelli, and he is absolutely crushing it. He's in a dead heat with Democrat Mikey Sherrill, and in some polls, he's actually ahead. The race is so competitive that the Democratic National Committee just dumped an additional $500,000 into New Jersey on top of the $3 million they've already spent. I assure you, the DNC was not planning on spending money in Jersey. It's the largest investment the DNC has ever had to make in a Jersey off-year election. They are that terrified. They're absolutely freaking out over this, and they should be. Here's a snapshot of what's been happening with the poll. So this is an overview of the trajectory, the Rutgers-Eagleton poll, okay? So back in June, Mikey Sherrill was up 20 points. Nobody gave Jack Cittarelli the time of day at that point. But then something happened. We began to see some major movement for Jack through July, such that in August, that lead that the Democrat had got cut by half. Now Mikey Sherrill was up by only 9 points. Again, still formidable, but then you could clearly see there's some momentum on Jack's side, and that momentum continued. So through into October, Cheryl's lead once again nearly halved. She's up now just by 5. So that's a 15-point swing toward Jack in a matter of just a couple of months. But what makes this even better is that if we compare these polls to Rutgers Eagleton's final poll back in 2021, the last time Jack ran, they had the then Democrat nominee, the incumbent Phil Murphy, they had him up by 8. He only won by 2.8. So they were off by over 5. Did you hear that? They were off by over 5. So comparing apples and apples here, if they're applying the same methodology and if they're off by just over 5 again, this isn't just a tied race. Jack is actually in the lead by, say, 0.2 points. In one of the most reliably blue states in the nation, the Republican is poised to win. But the polls are only half of it. The Republicans are absolutely crushing it in early voting. Now, here's our good friend Cliff Maloney. He was just on this weekend. You guys crushed it, by the way, in helping out Cliff and New Jersey Chase knock on, what, the 500,000 doors that they're trying to knock on, get that, the get out the vote campaign there. Do it. He wants to do to Jersey what he did in Pennsylvania, winning it for Trump back in November. Here is Cliff on the latest in the mail-in ballot votes on the war room.
Here's the result, and here's the big update I want to give to the entire war room. As of this day, if you look just last year in the 2024 election, if you look this far out from the election in 2024, in New Jersey, we are performing at 5.5% better than we were 1 year ago. And what do I mean by that? I mean, when you look at the returns of Republicans versus Democrats, we are 5.5% better than we were 1 year ago. And remember, Trump only lost Jersey by about 5.9%. Jack Cittarelli, the governor candidate, 4 years ago, lost by just 3%. So the program is working. The NJ Chase effort is having an impact. I'm not here today to tell you that Jack's going to win. I'm here to tell you that New Jersey is in play, and we're going to do everything we can to try to bring him over the finish line. If you would ask me 6 months ago, I would have said there's no chance to win New Jersey. That has changed. That is different. And I think we've got a shot here. And I'm asking everybody in the War Room posse to focus on New Jersey. We've got a chance to flip a completely blue state for the America First movement.
And what's even better is that we're getting reports now that Republican turnout in working class areas in Jersey is surging beyond expectations, while Democrat turnout is falling relatively flat. Republicans are outperforming their 2024 numbers in mail-in ballots, and the enthusiasm gap is overwhelmingly favoring Jack. Now, let's talk about what's driving this seismic shift. First, the economy, right? So the economy, stupid. Well, in Jersey, it really is. Jersey voters cite the economy as their number one concern, with the majority, 51%, calling it the state's most pressing issue. And they're absolutely getting crushed by high costs, right? And so Jack has laser-focused his campaign on tangible issues that hit every family's pocketbook. Property taxes, energy costs, utility bills. These are real problems affecting real people, and voters are responding. Meanwhile, what's the Democrat Mikey Sherrill running on? The same old tired woke elitist messaging that cost Democrats the White House in 2024. So she's trying to tie Jack to Trump, and Trump's a dictator, and she's pushing the culture war nonsense, abortion, abortion, abortion. And she's just running the same exact playbook that voters rejected nationally. It's the political equivalent of learning nothing from your mistakes. Remember, these are the same Democrats who insisted on shutting our entire nation down during all the COVID craziness and who advocated for the mass firings of anyone who remained unvaccinated. You know, the good news with that is that things are finally turning around. Did you know there's a $4.5 billion fund set aside to compensate people injured by vaccines? Isn't that shocking? Again, talk about a total inversion of what we saw 4 years ago.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
But what's even more concerning is how many people still don't realize that mRNA vaccines may actually cause ongoing damage long after the shot. It all comes down to something called spike proteins. Now, these spike proteins could affect your blood vessels, your immune system, even your brain. And for millions of people, the effects are showing up months or even years later. So what can we do to protect ourselves and rebuild our health naturally? Well, it turns out that the answer starts in your gut microbiome. That's the community of bacteria living inside of you. It's the number one factor for overall health and immunity. But years of antibiotics, processed foods, and toxins have destroyed that balance for most Americans. Believe it or not, the number one thing that you can do for your gut microbiome is consume kimchi. And that's why I am so excited about Kimchi One from Brightcore. It's a breakthrough way to get the benefits of traditional fermented kimchi without the mess, the smell, or the hassle. Each capsule delivers over 900 probiotic strains, live enzymes, and powerful antioxidants that help restore your gut flora, improve digestion, support your immune system, and even help with energy metabolism and weight management. It's amazing stuff. It's all natural, non-GMO, gluten-free, soy-free, made right here in the USA. Gang, I take it every day because I want my gut and my immune system working for me, not against me. Now, you can get 25% off right now by clicking on the link below or going to mybrightcore.com/Turley, or better yet, call them at 888-597-0233 for up to 50% off plus free shipping. The first 100 callers even get a free bottle of vitamin D3. Again, that's 888-597-0233. Don't wait. Your gut health is your first line of defense. Give them a call at 888-597-0233. So if Mikey Sherrill's campaign learned nothing from the Democrats' mistakes in 2024, that is not true of a number of New Jersey Democrat mayors. Several of them and several council members across Jersey are publicly endorsing Jack. They're endorsing the Republican. And that's because they see their working class constituents moving to the Republicans, moving right. They're moving to the new Trumpian GOP. It's very interesting because, like any off-year election, the occupant of the White House is he's center stage, as it were, for the campaign. So the Democrats trying to tie Jack as just another puppet of Trump's. And Jack, in fairness, is defending his own independence, but he's hardly running away from Trump. And that's because he knows Trump really is the only Republican that so many of these disaffected working class Democrats would ever vote for. Again, we're talking union members, cops, firefighters, the people who make the state run. They are done with the radical left agenda. They are done with Democrats like Mikey Sherrill, and they're moving right. And their Democrat mayors and some of their city councilmen and so forth, they see that and are moving to the right along with them. Now, all of that said, I do not want to minimize or sugarcoat the challenges here. We never do that on this channel. We're very optimistic, but we're also realists as well. And that's easy to be both because things are moving in our direction. The world is moving right. That said, New Jersey has a very discernible voting pattern that's not working in Jack's favor. Okay, you got to know that going into this. New Jersey has elected governors from the party opposite the sitting president in every single election since 1989, right? There was the sole exception to the last election. That was back in 2021. And that, even then, that was about as close as it gets, with Jack coming within just 80,000 votes of winning. So this pattern of Jersey electing governors from the party opposite of the one sitting in the White House obviously does not favor Jack. So that's working against him. But the very fact that it is now as competitive as it is shows that perhaps 2021 was the beginning of a reset on that pattern. And that, of course, would be a reset reflecting the political realignment happening among working class voters who've had it with a woke Democrat party that no longer represents them or their values, interests, and concerns. And that defection appears to be highly catastrophic, at least when it comes to the Democrats' internal polling. And we know that because they're having to roll out the old skeleton himself, Barack Obama. He's coming to Jersey to campaign on behalf of the Democrat, Mikey Sherrill. The Democrat Governors Association has committed $20 million to advertising, significantly outspending the Republican Governors Association, which is by and large worthless at this point. But they are pouring $6 million into Jersey. They're pulling out, the Democrats are pulling out every possible stop to save a seat that they should be winning by double digits. But here's what they can overcome. Authenticity. Jack's talking about lowering energy bills. He's talking about property taxes. And Mikey Sherrill's talking about Trump and dictatorship and running the same divisive playbook that's failed everywhere else. Voters aren't stupid. They know who's addressing their real concerns and who's just spouting talking points from DNC headquarters. The early voting tells the story. Republicans are even more motivated than they were in 2024. So here's what we're going to be looking for going forward. In-person early voting starts in just a couple of days in Jersey. If the Republicans come out en masse, okay, if there is a huge gap between their in-person voting and the Democrats, that will be an indicator. That will be a foretaste of what to expect on Election Day. Remember, Democrats overwhelmingly vote by mail. Republicans overwhelmingly vote in person, historically. And so what the Democrats have done and how they've taken advantage of that in blue states is they amass a huge firewall of mail-in ballots that Republican in-person voting simply can't overcome. We saw that particularly in Arizona, right, back in 2022. Katie Hobbs amassed this huge firewall of early mail-in votes. And then all of a sudden, you had all of these problems at the polls on Election Day, where even that it was a mass overwhelming majority Republican turnout on Election Day. They couldn't overcome that. So Republicans, what they've been doing since is they've been eating into those firewalls. And that's exactly one of the things that Scott Pressler has been doing of early vote action. And, of course, Cliff Maloney has been doing New Jersey Chase. Republicans have been eating away at that New Jersey firewall. And they're doing it right now at a higher rate that they were doing it in 2024. And if they come out at an equally higher margin for in-person voting, given that Jersey came within just 3 points, 80,000 votes of flipping back in 2021, they keep doing that. In just a couple of weeks, we will have accomplished what just a few months ago seemed impossible. Regardless of what happens, the big takeaway here is that the era of Democrat dominance in blue states is over. The great realignment is indeed here. And on November 4th, the entire nation might just witness history.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.